Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
This hour, 97 Through the Fan, brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Padres have a couple of new coaches, and let's get some instant reaction around the room since we have Ryan Cohen joining us in studio this morning. The hiring of Randy Knorr, reportedly, is Craig Stammen's new bench coach. What do we know about Randy Knorr? Obviously, someone that Craig knew and was a player under in Washington. He was the bench coach for the Nationals, first under Davey Johnson, then Matt Williams. He stayed after the transition for about four seasons when Craig Stammen was there in Washington. So presumably someone he's known for a long time and someone who can be a bench confidant, a someone that he trusts and can sit next to him and help him make some big decisions.
Yep, I remember him as a player.
Randy?
Yes. Was he a catcher?
I don't remember Randy. I remember the other coach, Steven Sousa Jr.
Oh, of course,
the hitting
I remember
coach.
Him.
I remember him. I don't remember much about Randy Knorr.
He was
as a player
a catcher. Yep, I knew I remembered him. Blue Jays. Yeah. Okay. Like, your bench coach needs to be somebody that you relate to. Not, hey, man, I got this guy. Hope you guys hit it off and go out and dominate together. It needs to be somebody that you know, somebody that you trust, somebody that you can lean on. Having talked to several bench coaches in our career, they said it's really one of the toughest gigs because you are essentially a middleman. That's what your job is. And you have to be okay being a middleman. The bench coach is a conduit sometimes from the players to the manager. Because not every player feels 100% comfortable going up to the manager and saying, I'm not happy with my role, or whatever it is. I don't think you're using me effectively. They do feel comfortable going up to the... You're almost like a... It's almost like a snaky position, and that's kind of what it's designed to be. And to be able to...
You always like to make mafia comparisons.
Yeah.
It's the consigliere.
It's the consigliere.
To the Don.
And so when, in The Sopranos, they would, some of the underlings would go to Silvio and they'd say, hey, I don't like how things are going. Silvio then would have to be the guy that called Tony into the bada bing, sit down and go, there's a lot of guys that don't like how, they're being perceived right now. And then Tony gets to give his reaction to Sil, who then carries the message back. It's not a comfortable gig. We've kind of made the joke, like, if you're ever going to hire some, if you ever had to have a job in Major League Baseball, the bench coach would be pretty sick. It actually wouldn't. It wouldn't, because you got these guys in your ear, then you got to find out how to convey that to the skipper where he doesn't lose his mind and his ego gets bruised. The thing I like about Craig Stammen, though, is Craig Stammen is continuously now kind of admitting what he, like, I know that I don't know everything. And for me, that's refreshing. I'm refreshed by that perspective here in San Diego. I don't know everything. I will need some help. I do need you to be a conduit to me. I do need you to be the ear for some of these players, because I'm not going to be able to be everything for everybody all at once. So I like it. As long as he's comfortable with it, great. Great. Fantastic.
The one thing I was kind of hoping for was maybe someone who's actually sat in the manager's chair as a bench coach,
but then you run the
give a little bit more of the perspective of sitting in Craig Stammen's shoes, like, hey, when I was doing this, this is what I worried about. Now,
but then you run the risk of I could be doing this better.
That's true.
Than this guy,
you know, that's the thing. It's got to be someone you both trust that is not looking to take your job,
right.
But you know, can also offer you that advice. Now, Knorr spent four seasons on a bench with two different managers,
yeah.
Which is the next best thing to getting, I think, another manager in that chair. Ryan, I see you kind of nodding a little bit about that experience question. No, no managerial experience for Craig Stammen, and no managerial experience for his bench coach either. I don't want there to be a ton of learning on the fly this season.
Yeah, I mean, if you had asked me before the hire who I would have wanted, the only thing I would have said was managerial experience. I hear what you're saying about you don't want him kind of looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I think someone like a John Gibbons, who's sure not looking to manage again, just kind of an older guy. That's what I was looking for. Now, the interesting thing for me is Craig Stammen was very clearly an AJ Preller hire. We know Seidler and Gruppner were in on those conversations. There's a whole group, but Stammen was AJ's guy. Feels like Randy Knorr and Steven Souza Jr. are Craig's guys.
Correct.
They played with him and worked with him in D.C.
Yep.
These aren't AJ telling you, here's your bench coach, here's your hitting coach, here's your, this is your staff. So Craig's got his guys. AJ is Craig is AJ's guy. Now it's you got what you wanted.
Here's the it's such a bad metaphor. Here's the tools. I was going to say here's the rope. They give you enough rope, right? Like that's what they say. They give you enough rope, and you can either do what you want with it or hang yourself with it. That's the adage. But here's the materials. Go build the fence, right? Go build the whatever. I'm out of it. I'm out of it. I've given you the freedom to hire these guys that you wanted to. This is your ship. You're the captain of it. Sail us to victory or sink us. It's not on me. It's on you.
Let's talk about Souza, because I half agree with you, Ryan. I think Randy Knorr is definitely the Stammen guy, and I think he has a relationship with Souza. But I doubt that the hitting coach hire came without a lot of vetting and approval from AJ Preller. That's a big hire. When you're making that change from Victor Rodriguez and your offense was clearly not up to par last season in a number of different areas, but especially in the slug, you know you need to get that hitting coach right. You can't just hire the guy that your new manager likes and trusts.
Why? You only have a year left on your deal.
It's got to be something. Yeah. So you want to have a good season if that's the case. I mean, desperate to have a good season.
You got a year left.
He's going to get signed.
I've been hearing that for 6 weeks.
I see it coming. It'll eventually get done. I don't think he's a lame duck general manager.
As of right now, he is.
But I don't think I'd be stunned if we go into the season and he still is. I think. So what do we know about Steven Souza? Former player, again, a little more modern, so we remember him with the Diamondbacks, certainly, because he was in the division. After retiring in 2022, he started his own baseball instructional program up in the Northwest, and then last year he was a special hitting advisor for the Tampa Bay Rays, mm-hmm. a team that is known, an organization that is known for great development, great coaches, and always seems to get more out of their players than just about any other team, at least per payroll, the Tampa Bay Rays. So kind of a good sign that the Rays saw something in him. Now, first coaching job really of any kind, especially on the big league level, for Souza. So he is definitely an untested commodity. He's not the big established name hitting coach that I think a lot of fans were looking for.
Yeah, I my initial reaction was, oh, great. But then, again, you take a moment, take a pause, you do a little bit of a deep dive into Steven Souza. Again, he owns the facility up in the Northwest, has worked with a ton of hitters, is data-driven, I think, which is really, really important. As much as, some of our friends on Twitter like to say, hey, it's simplified, see ball, hit ball, man. It is just not that simple, really, at any level. And I like that he's data-driven. Does Steven Souza Jr. walk in day one, and is like, Manny, come here. I got to fix this. I know exactly what you're doing wrong. Or I know exactly what you're doing right, but let's make it better. I have no idea. This is going to be a really tough climb for Steven Souza. But
how much pause do you have in them hiring somebody unproven for that position?
You know, and I saw, you know, of course, the
doesn't really have the career to support the hire.
Yeah, but no hitting coach does. Who's the best
I
career?
I would counter that any proven hitting coach who knows exactly what they're doing already has a job.
They got
somewhere.
A job.
The only people who are available are the ones who either haven't done it yet or have been fired because they were doing a bad job somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's your candidate pool. So when you think about that, going with a guy who's up and coming and new but needs an opportunity makes some sense.
It's embarrassing to admit, but honestly, it's like, oh, you were with the Rays? Okay, I'll, you know, check mark in your favor. Because, again, they squeeze every drop out of every lemon that they have, and they do it with data. They're a data-driven organization. That made me happy. I did a little dive on his facility. His facility isn't just tees and front toss. He's got data machines in there. He's talking to kids about launch angle and exit velo and things like that. So, like, he's data driven. He knows the modern game. He did have a comment. Somebody threw a comment in my face from like 2015. And he's like, "Look, I'm at this point." He was in a slump, and he's like, "I'm keeping analytics out of it. I'm just trying to see ball, hit the ball hard." Yeah, you're talking to a player in the midst of a slump that's trying to simplify, and maybe the analytics he wasn't understanding, or they weren't connecting with him at that time. But, you know, that was 8 years ago, something like that, that quote came out. So, look, I'm willing to give the guy a chance. And frankly, the main reason I was willing to give him such a shot and a thumbs up was because of the organization he came from. That's really it. If you had told me he was a hitting coordinator with the Pirates, I would have been like, what are we doing, dude? Right? And I don't know why, but just because they're not or the Rockies, not a good data-driven organization. But the Rays, they know their stuff. They wouldn't pay a guy a nickel. They wouldn't pay a guy a nickel in that organization if they didn't think he would help them.
You hired Craig Stammen ultimately because you trusted the person and his baseball judgment and acumen, correct?
Yeah.
Well, your first thing is you got to trust him at least a little bit in then picking other guys that he thinks are going to help his San Diego Padres team. This is normal. This is how managerial and coaching hires work. It's actually the most abnormal part of it is how many coaches are sticking around for the San Diego Padres. Normally, you have a manager leave and you hire a new manager. It's an entirely new staff. But in this case, the Padres are keeping, you know, a lot of consistency with Ruben Niebla and Ben Fritz, you know, coming back and really anchoring the staff. We obviously heard that Ruben's going to have an even increased voice and role within the organization. Brian Esposito, by the way, who was the bench coach, is not leaving. He's going to remain in the Padres organization in a role that they have not announced yet. So it's going to be a lot of familiar faces. I think David Macias is sticking around at first base as well. They are close, according to Kevin Acey, to hiring a new third base coach, but that one has not been announced or decided on yet to replace Tim Leeper. But after that, you know, it's pretty much the rest of the same guys that they had last year.
Yeah, and if you look at Souza's career numbers, again, that was thrown in my face. Oh, well, this guy couldn't hit. Great. Neither could Kevin Long or David Popkins.
Exactly.
It's like Ted Williams was like the worst manager of all time. It just doesn't correlate all the time. It just doesn't. And again, I know Albert Pujols is still out there. I'll say that again. Albert Pujols is still out there. We didn't hire him. Somebody else could have. Somebody else could have brought him in. I mean, I know he's going to be with the Angels because they're paying him $100,000 to be the special assistant ambassador or whatever he is. But nobody else has come knocking on his door to be a hitting coach or a manager or anything like that. And that's not a knock against Albert. Albert's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, like, there was something in that 9.5-hour interview that, for whatever reason, whether it was money, whether it was fit, whether it was philosophy, that didn't jive with what AJ Preller wanted. So Stammen got his guys. I'm excited to see what they can do. You know, and again, I think it's just the good news is like, it's going to be hard to get worse as an offense next year. I say that, knock on wood. It'll be hard to get worse next year. And I'm, you know, I would love, I mean, my dream interview today would be Steven Souza. I would love to talk to him. I can't wait to meet him at spring training. I liked him as a player. He had some dog in him. He had some fight in him. I like that kind of attitude, and I know that that does go a long way with the guys in the clubhouse. Also, if memory serves, he's a pretty damn good outfielder as well. Pretty good outfielder. Like, you get some of those ears for Jackson Merrill to chew on a little bit, Ramon Laureano, and, of course, Fernando Tatis Jr. probably doesn't need much help out there, but I like the hire. I do. The Randy Nora one was just, I was like, well, all right, that's your buddy, and hopefully he works. And, you know, I think we mentioned Brian Esposito's name on the show last year in the entire season, maybe once, maybe twice. So your bench coach is your bench coach, but the hitting coach and the pitching coach are, you know, we know what the pitching coach brings. What is this guy going to bring? It's his opportunity. I'm excited about it.
And again, I don't know that the Souza hire is any more than a coincidence that Stammen played for him for part...
With him. In
but
Nationals.
Just for part of one season when Souza was a rookie. I doubt...
He's like, I love what this rookie brings to the table.
Doubt that
Me
he
and
made,
you someday, buddy.
I doubt that a rookie made that much of an impression over a couple of months.
I saw it in Ryan Cohen that, 10 years ago,
that,
man.
That a guy out in the bullpen is going to go, you know, one day when I'm a future manager,
this
kid is going to be my hitting coach. So I don't know that that's any more than a coincidence that they played together necessarily.
That rookie, Steven Souza, if I remember correctly, I think it was the last day of the season, made a diving catch with two outs in the ninth of Jordan Zimmer's no hitter.
Unbelievable. No-hitter.
He was also, saw that and said,
he's like, that's my future.
That's my hitting coach.
I mean, you talk about respect, and does he have to earn it from Manny and Fernando? Absolutely. But I think just being a recent player 100%. With a relatively long career, yeah, the numbers aren't crazy.
100%.
I think he's ahead of even a David Popkins.
Who
was fantastic.
As far as respect
when you walk in the room.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
Popkins has earned it, surely.
Yeah, he's amazing. San Diego kid as well. But I think you're absolutely right. But no, I mean, you know, listen, we'll see what he can do. The good thing is like he's coming onto a team with some talent. You know, he's not starting over with the Rockies. He's not starting his first job with the Rockies. He's got some guys. Now, with that, as we know, we've talked to these guys for many years. They're set in their ways. They are absolutely set in their ways. No, this works for me. This is what I'm going to do. All you can do as a hitting coach is offer here. This is what I'm seeing.
I get the sense it's almost like a parent trying to get their kid to eat something they don't like. You got to trick them into it almost. Like, or convince them that they do like your green beans. Oh, no, you do like these green beans.
I welcome you to come to my house.
It's a hard job. It's like you have to... You have to sneak in a little bit of your philosophy without telling them that they're doing anything wrong or change. You act like we're not changing anything, but then you subtly change some things.
What's funny is the difference in baseball and football. Because a football coach would come in day one, sit the guys and go, you were the worst offense in the league last year. We're going to break everything down and we're going to be number one. Like baseball, you have to walk in and be like, you guys are pretty good. You're talented. Anything I can do to help? It's really kid gloves with baseball players as opposed to football.
They might not like green beans, but big leaguers like results.
They love results.
They
love, and when they see results and when they see, you know, their slumps shortened by, like, I'll never forget the Dalton Varsho quote. Dalton Varsho talking about Popkins. He goes, I've been here a long time. Before David got here, it would take weeks to get out of a slump. With David, I can get out of a slump in a day or two or an AB. And I'm like, good Lord, the confidence. Because hitting's confidence. It's how you feel. It's you putting in the right work. And I'll never forget that quote. I went, you know, the guy's not a magician. He's not a wizard. But for whatever reason, he cut through to those guys. And look where it took him. You know, within an inch of winning a World Series against the Dodgers.
I can never stop thinking about what Jurickson Profar said when he had his huge season a couple of years ago. And that I finally just didn't tinker too much. I just stayed with what I thought was working, and when it didn't work, I didn't change anything, and that was what led to, you know, his best season of his career. It's so hard. It's such a mental game.
It really is mental. Yeah. I mean, it just is. And if they think they're doing something right and it's working, hey, you're doing something right. You keep doing what you're doing, bud.
Don't forget to listen at 9 a.m. We will have another announcement for a biggest fan. Ryan, have you put your name into the biggest fan contest yet?
Not this morning.
Better hurry.
You will have a chance to call us back in 10 minutes. If you do, you'll be in our grand prize drawing for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padres game next season with all the fan stuff. staff. You'll get 20 tickets, and it'll be catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Just register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:30 p.m. with all the shows each weekday. All right, we will come back. We've got some audio. A college basketball announcer.
My God.
I love this.
Losing their mind on the referees.
Lost his mind.
Lost his mind.
Uncle Teddy-esque.
Yes, Uncle Teddy-esque.
It reminds you of a young Uncle Teddy. Keep that in mind.
That is coming up next in DDT after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, I'm coming up on my EcoWater anniversary, like a month from now. I think it'll be 3-4 years since we've had the unit in our home. Couldn't live without it. If we did ever have to move, pick up and move, I think I would leave it there. I'd get a brand new one put in my new home so that the new people get to enjoy EcoWater as well. It's been such a revelation for my family, one of the best, smartest, most practical upgrades I've ever made. And they've been doing this a long time, guys, since 1925. They're great people as well. That means a lot to me. They patented the first self-regenerating water softener. Nearly a century later, they're still leading the way. You know, we've all been to places with hard water. Arizona comes to mind every time I go to spring training and I shower and I'm like, I can't get the soap out of my hair. I can't get it off my skin. My skin then dries out. Man, soft water is really where it's at. Also, you add those alkaline filters, your hydration gets a healthy boost. Skin feels better. Coffee tastes better. Everything tastes better with EcoWater. So check it out for yourself. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now, just $9.95 a month. 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know your old pal Woodsy sent you, please. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
We can talk about the poor, poverty-stricken Yankees coming up here.
Can you believe that?
Not going to make. Not going to make. Don't do this. That'll.
It should. Actually.
It should. But
God,
it's not
it should.
Going to. DDT brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do
set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Well, last week we had the whole discussion about the spit. Jamar Chase or Jalen Ramsey, right?
Yeah,
and
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase apologized yesterday, so we finally getting past that. He admitted it that he did spit. Now we have a new incident from Monday Night Football last night. The 49ers wrapping up their 20-9 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Wide receiver Juwan Jennings had been battling all game with Panthers safety Trayvon Morig. And apparently, not caught live on cameras at the end of the game, Morig just decided to punch him in the junk, essentially.
In the ding.
I mean,
ding.
You just like just a right cross.
Yeah, right. Boom.
And then, of course, what everyone sees after the game is Juwan Jennings then just giving a slap across his face mask as kind of the retaliation. But that was why he did it. And actually, Coach Kyle Shanahan said of his player, he said, I was really proud of Juwan for not losing his mind out there and actually getting to the sideline, even though he may be facing a fine or even a suspension, both of them, for what they did on the field.
I feel like if somebody hits you in your manhood, or those are two, like we've talked about, spitting in my face.
Oh, Paulie had it on the stream there.
God. Yeah, dude. Spitting in my face. Oh, God! Spit in my face or hit me in the manhood. You deserve to get a little retaliation, no?
I kind of agree. Yeah. I'm not a.
It's hard to turn
I'm not
the
a retaliator, but that is a tough. Both of those are tough to turn the other cheek.
It is hard to turn the other cheek there.
We'll see if there's any fines or suspensions or anything today handed down by the NFL.
Wow, this is one of my favorites. One of our tier ones actually sent this to me last night. It said DDT under it. And I go, oh, let me check this out. And I do love a good announcer meltdown from time to time. And there is a guy by the name of John Bishop. And let's just say he's a big Creighton. He calls the games for Creighton. And he was very, very upset about a certain call that went down yesterday in the Creighton and Baylor game. 2 minutes left in the second half, Creighton trailing by six. Check this out.
Shot clock. Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a fucking foul. What are you talking about?
That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York. And they called that.
That.
That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee.
Wow.
Tell us what you really think.
Don't lie.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was just watching Paulie had the play on. Maybe a no call could have been.
It was a really bad call.
Yeah, justified, but I mean, it's not the worst call I've ever seen. It's not good, but.
Like, he basically, a guy sets up on defense to take the charge,
yeah.
And the guy dribbling the ball just kind of goes around him.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually ever really touch
him.
No,
like a no call would have been better,
and
I think.
And they called a foul and an and one.
Yeah, not a good call, but. That was a reaction, though.
Listen
wasn't
to it again. All I pictured was Chris Farley. Like, the way he delivers it. That's when you blow it! Like, he sounds just like Chris Farley. Listen when it gets to towards the end.
Carr, into the paint, missed the dunk, and a fucking foul!
Like that guy, too.
What are you talking about?
What? That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle! He's outside the circle, and he's set! He was outside the circle, and he was set!
Chris Farley.
Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, and they called that.
That.
That's an absolutely horse crap call.
Horse crap.
In a game that's been played out like this.
That. Sounds just like Chris Farley.
Unbelievable.
To me.
Bailout call.
Richard, you're a riot.
I just. I just got like the statue outside of New York. The Statue of Liberty is what he was going with there.
That's when I blow it. Let me tell you why I suck as a sailor.
That ref's living in a van down by the river. I can totally see it.
Should I call that guy and tell him to relax?
Yes.
Like I did that Karen on the sideline.
You can do that.
Hey.
Relax.
It's just relax.
Buddy, it's just basketball.
It's just basketball. Relax. Oh, boy. Excuse me? Oh. Do you have a doo-doo this?
I do. I have a weird one, actually.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
This is probably the first time ever we've had a doo-doo this story for a player who failed his NFL drug test.
Oh.
Because it saved his life.
Oh.
Wow.
Denver Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton was recently selected for a random mandatory NFL drug test.
Okay.
Did his, you know, urine in the cup, came back. And he failed. He got the notice in his locker. And he was surprised because he didn't think he was taking anything. And they said, well, you've got an elevated level of human chorionic gonadotropin hormone, which means one of two things. You're either juicing or you have testicular cancer.
Ooh.
And he went to his urologist and they tested him and they caught it because of the drug test. He did have testicular cancer, but it did not spread. And he had the surgery like later in the week and getting the treatments. And if he had not been selected for that random drug test, they may never have caught it because, you know, you're a young guy. You don't necessarily are looking for such a thing at that stage in your life when you're an NFL player. And because of the drug test, they were able to catch it very quickly and may have saved his life, which is a pretty cool story.
That's amazing. That is a good doo-doo this. Do you do the normal, you check the boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Never sure exactly what I'm looking for,
same.
But yeah.
But it's not the worst. It's not the worst activity. If you guys will excuse me, I need to do a quick check.
You'll know if something's abnormal.
Yeah.
Do you ever get anyone else to check it for you?
Not as much as I'd like. You know?
So when you're going to the urologist after a failed drug test, are you hoping you have
That's the other thing. Like, it's like, bro, I didn't take anything. Like, this could only be the worst.
Ugh.
That's an interesting question. But at least, you know, again, it's very treatable if you catch it in time. One of my best friends from since I was in eighth grade had it, and he's got one boy left, and he caught it early, and you know they took care of it. But yeah, you got gentlemen, make sure you are, you know,
yeah. That's Singleton's message. He said He said, quote, I don't like going to the doctor, but now that I've learned how quick it is, how easy and how detectable it is, he recommends everybody get screened, get checked, don't put it off because you never know. And this time that may have saved his life.
It's good advice.
And that's don't and do this for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
You want to talk a little bit about Hal Steinbrenner?
Yeah, we have to.
I think that's an interesting story.
It's insane.
Yeah, some interactions with the media from the owner of the New York Yankees. We have someone who is following baseball in New York as well who can comment on that. We will get to that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me share the Thanksgiving love from Sedano, Ford, and Lincoln. So grateful for you. They're rolling out jaw-dropping Black Friday savings, but they're doing it all November long, deals that you won't find anywhere else. Feast on this, you guys. A powerful 2025 Ford F-150, just $395 a month. If you are ready for some adventure in your life, grab the 2025 Ford Bronco Big Ben, just $275 a month. And if electric is what you crave, the Ford Mach-E is yours for just $258 a month. And for a holiday to remember, we always talk about the big bow on the car. Imagine the big giant red bow on the 2025 Lincoln Corsair Hybrid, just $337 a month. Sedano, Ford, and Lincoln, your proud and local veteran-owned dealer. Thanks for choosing them over every other Ford dealer in town. These offers will go away, as they usually do. Go to SedanoFord.com. Lock in your deal today. Restrictions do apply. Don't wait another second. Don't forget to let them know Woodsy sent you. Hurry on down to Sedano, Ford, and Lincoln. Visit SedanoFord.com for all the details. Let them know again. Your old pal Woodsy sent you down to Sedano, Ford.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We happened to miss our announcement yesterday. Don't forget, we got the big trip to Chicago coming up with Tier 1s this summer. We're teaming up with Hop Run Tours for an unforgettable trip to the Windy City to watch San Diego take on Chicago at one of the most historic stadiums in all of baseball. The package from Hop Run Tours will include round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, a stadium tour, tickets to 2 games, plus a group dinner with Ben and Woods. Visit 973thefansd.com/Chicago for all the details. This special fan trip is brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handles all the travel and event details. 973 The Fan, proud to promote this package.
This is going to be worth the money just to see how uncomfortable you can make Ben.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be, for me.
See, now I was looking forward to the trip until just now.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it yesterday. I go, I hope he's okay. But then again, it's worth the money, again, just to come up. And if, like, you've had, let's say you've had 7-8 beers and Ben hasn't had any. You know what he likes? Just come up and start wearing him out about baseball. Actually, if you start talking NBA, you're fine. Like, I'll look over the corner, be Ben in a Tier 1. What are you guys talking about? Oh, the Timberwolves? Oh, okay. Well, back to your drinks. Are you going to be okay on this thing?
I'm going to be great.
All right. I think you will be. I think you're really going to thrive coming out of your...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
I haven't been to Chicago in 30-plus years.
It's going to be good.
And it's just... It's not... I mean, that's different.
There's like 50 slots. There's already a bunch gone. So get in there. Will you hug everyone that buys with them?
Of course.
Yes. French
only
kiss?
Only if they want me to. No.
No French kiss?
No.
Okay. Oh, you never know. Don't take... Nothing's off the table.
Keep it dry.
Just nice dry hug.
Dry interactions.
Okay.
As opposed to...
A wet hug.
A French kiss is too wet.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
All right. So the Yankees, apparently... poverty franchise, you know, as they think about the Pirates,
the old tin cup,
the Marlins and the Yankees, the poverty franchises in Major League Baseball. What is Hal Steinbrenner talking about? Get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. We've seen what increasing expectations has kind of done to the Padres fan base over the last few years, and I'm all for it.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree, but... The Yankees, the expectations are always, there's no other expectation every year other than winning a World Series.
Indeed.
And that's what fans have come to expect, and they want to know how they're going to get back there, because it's been now 16 years, is it?
Oh, nine, yeah.
Since the Yankees last won a World Series, and yeah, gotten close a couple of times, but never gotten over the hump, so fans are expecting big, splashy moves in free agency to try to get the Yankees back to the top of the mountain. But in a bit of a State of the Union video news conference with reporters, Yankees chairman Hal Steinbrenner tried to tamp down those expectations for the offseason, saying he would prefer to spend less money on payroll. Didn't say he was definitely cutting payroll, but he said, no, I'm really not looking to add to payroll. And then when a reporter said, well, I mean, can we saw, you know, the estimates that the Yankees had over $700 million in revenue. Can we assume that you guys are being, you know, profitable running the Yankees? And he go, that's not accurate or fair to say that we're profitable.
He said, I don't want to get into it, right? Which is like immediately, hey, man, are you guys making money? I don't want to get into it. But this is quote. I'm not woodsing this thing up. It's not fair to assume the Yankees made a profit. Quote, I don't want to get into it, but that's not a fair statement or an accurate statement. So, number one, you just got into it. Everybody wants to talk about revenues. They need to talk about our expenses, including the $100 million expense to the city of New York that we have to pay every February 1st, including the COVID year. So it all starts to add up in a hurry. Paulie, Google what the Yes Network pays the New York Yankees every single year. I know the Dodgers is plus 350 they start with every year. Yankees got to be not in that category, but they got to be pretty close what they get on a year-to-year basis from Yes. What do they make? What's that check look like from Yes
so
to the New York
Yankees?
So it's
hard to know because they own part of the Yes Network. So it's a bit of a closed circle that doesn't really necessarily
no one will know.
Apply like, I don't know to that their this financials. Number, I don't think this number is totally accurate, but according to Google AI, they say the Yankees receive an estimated $143 million in revenue from their local rights deal. That was a figure based on 2022 data.
Okay, so let's say they make $143 million. Well, that covers that $100 million that you have to stroke your check to the city of New York. You're plus 43. And this is very rudimentary.
Payroll was $319 million.
Yep, and you took in $750 million.
Steinbrenner talked about all the the development and costs of just running a major league organization, minor leagues, which are they do exist. Those costs are real. They say we're cutting edge on all the technologies and everything. These things don't come cheaply. We're probably spending as much or more than any other team in baseball. So it's not fair to say, you're making money. But I have to say, it's really laughable when you think about it.
It's laughable and it's disappointing if you're a San Diego Padres fan, right? If you're hearing, and that's, look, make no bones about it, too. What is coming up at the end of the year? Okay? The CBA is expiring. So this is standard operating procedure. It happened the last time there was a lockout. All you heard was the owners going, guys, I need, can anybody spare a dime, out on the street? Anybody. Can anybody spare a dime here? It's all you heard, and it's all you're going to hear in the next year from ownership of all teams. And it's funny, man, you never hear other. I honestly can't, and I know I'm in a baseball bubble, but I can't remember an NFL team owner bitching about the money that they make, or really an NBA team bitching about the money that they make or don't make, or even an NHL team owner bitching about the money they make or don't make. It's really always only baseball owners. And maybe it's the system, I don't know, but
Hal has a point. It is really expensive to run a Major League Baseball
team.
That's true. I don't want to pay $7 a gallon to fill up my tank, but I fill up my tank.
Right.
You're the New York Yankees.
You have to have
a competitive roster, and you have to spend money to get that.
You have to.
If you can't figure out a way to turn the largest fan base in the world for a baseball team with a stadium that fills up, the top four in attendance, I think, with a giant stadium, luxury boxes, ticket prices are high, the best media deal in the biggest market with, bona fide stars, the history that they have, 27 World Series titles. If you can't figure out a way to make even a little bit of a profit on that, then just close the whole thing and turn it into a Spirit Halloween store.
We're screwed.
We're screwed here. What chance does anybody have if the
Yankees
can't make money?
Open the books and prove it. Prove it. Show it to me. I don't believe you.
It is, as KG said, it's a worldwide brand. Worldwide. It is the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, don't win anything. They win nothing. And Jerry Jones is like on a pile of cash. He's like, they win nothing. The Yankees are competitive. They're competitive every year. They make the playoffs mostly every year. They get playoff revenue almost every single year. You may be the worst businessman of all time. If you can't turn that into a cash cow that it should be, like your dad did, again, man.
And even if you aren't making money, let's say what he's really saying is that when everything is accounted for, every last cent is tabulated, we kind of broke even in the column. Well, good, because your franchise is worth $8.2 billion if you wanted to sell it.
Imagine being an American.
George Steinbrenner paid what, like $15 million or $10 million for the Yankees or something? I mean, $8.2 billion.
Imagine being an American citizen and hearing the owner of the New York Yankees crying poor when you're like, hey, buddy, I would kill to break even. I would kill to get to January 1st and be like, I have no debt. I have no debt. Like, I broke even. It's elite. That's an elite way to live. Even if you broke even, because we all don't have an asset that's worth $8 to $10 billion if we sold it, right? And so, yes, you know, his...
$10 million in 1973. A $10 million investment worth over $8 billion now.
It's just it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and I think if you're, you know, your guys you work with, man, they have to be losing their minds.
Well, they are. I mean, Yankee fans lose their minds
about everything.
So, yeah, they're going nuts.
We're getting there here. Yeah.
The frustration as a Padres fan is we watched Peter Seidler spend his dying dollars on this baseball team.
Right.
We love him for that. The Padres, on paper, are not as marketable and profitable as the New York Yankees.
Correct.
So to watch the Yankees complain about it is like, all right, well, if you guys are going to complain, then how is any of the other 26 franchises that aren't the Dodgers, the Cubs, supposed to do anything?
It just goes down to the, it comes down to the fact of, you know, the owner, like Peter Seidler, is such a unicorn. Because again, I think George had a, I mean, I don't think, George had a passion for winning. And it was misguided, it was crazy, and if he didn't like the cut of your jib or you weren't getting the job done, you're out. You're out
of a job. Won.
And he won. He won. And really, all that fueled him was winning. And he would do what it took to win. And I think we had that in Peter. Now, we didn't get nearly long enough with Peter Seidler. Peter Seidler made mistakes. Absolutely. Peter Seidler spent money he probably shouldn't have in the wrong places. So did George Steinbrenner. George had a lot more years to do this. Peter would have eventually found his way and found that sweet spot. But like you said, he spent his dying dollars to try to turn this team into a winner.
Get this. I'm just looking this up because David Jay said he paid $8.8 million because 1.2 were sold back as parking garages. His own investment, George Steinbrenner's actual personal investment to start.
$600.
He borrowed $168,000.
Holy
I mean, you can't even get a two-bedroom apartment in Bakersfield
can't
for
get
that.
A one-bedroom apartment in Bakersfield for that.
And now that investment is worth $8.2 billion. $168,000.
Again, are we putting it in the
like five shirts at Neiman Marcus for that?
Hal, if you don't want to be an owner that is committed to winning, like nobody wants to hear. It's interesting, you know, because if you have a friend that is like, I know people that are super, super wealthy. You know what I never hear them do? They never complain because they know better. They know, like, it's not a good look. That, in front of the New York media, to be like, it's not fair. You know, we didn't make a profit. We don't care. People do not care. They don't care about the plight of the billionaire. They really, really don't. And if they do, it's such a rare person that's like, I feel terrible for the Steinbrenners, man. Imagine trying to carry on that legacy. No! Get rid of the team. Sell it to somebody with a passion for winning. Just like that's our hope here, as our team is for sale, we hope the next guy has a passion for winning, like Peter did. They are unicorns. They don't come along. These guys do want to pinch pennies at times. They do want to make you feel bad for them. Don't. Don't.
It's going to be a somewhat distasteful year when it comes to this stuff because December 1st, 2026 is the date the CBA expires. And between now and then, so 12 months.
That's what you're going to hear.
You're going to hear a lot of very rich people talk about how very not rich they think they are in order to make their case. Now, you know, players are also very rich, you know, a lot of them as well. And it's just something that no fan wants to hear is players and owners fighting about money.
But again, before you start, I go to watch the players. That's who I go to see. So I don't care how much money they make. I go to watch them. I'm not there watching the owners count their cash.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We'll come back. Pauly was trying to find a new dog yesterday. Didn't work out great. We'll tell you why next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.